USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Ukrainian President Zelensky claims Russian President Putin is, quote, very afraid after a group of mercenary soldiers threatened to march on Moscow. Convoys of mercenary tanks and troops were reportedly within 120 miles of Moscow when their leader apparently agreed to turn his forces around. Despite the stand down from the Wagner group, military analyst Mike Lyons tells me it's hard to know what Putin's next move will be.
It's not a good situation. Let's put that on the table. This is a nuclear-powered country that has tremendous capacity, 160-plus million citizens across 11 time zones. It is not good for world security that there's this kind of upheaval happening in Russia.
But Lyon says the U.S. should take time to assist Ukraine from afar.
I think the United States has got to stay well on the sidelines here, you know, perhaps under help things in Ukraine, as give them intelligence on the ground.
Zelensky said Putin only has himself to blame for the situation. Vice President Kamala Harris marked the anniversary of the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade on Saturday.
Speaking at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, Harris said a fundamental right has been taken away.
And so the three words that came to me that I publicly spoke were, how dare they? How dare they?
She urged abortion activists to carry on the legacy of previous civil rights advocates to fight for a woman's right to make her own decisions about her body. I'm John Schaefer.
Canadian officials have started a formal safety investigation into the Titan submersible. Experts believe all five passengers likely died from a catastrophic implosion. There were no injuries from a train derailment in the Yellow River. A freight train plunged into the river after a bridge collapsed on Saturday. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The leader of the Wagner military group is agreeing to halt his forces and de-escalate tensions. Yevgeny Prigozhin and the president of Belarus brokered an agreement on Saturday that will see Prigozhin move to the country with a Russian criminal case launched into his actions being dropped. Military expert Mike Lyon says the next few days are crucial.
Got to look to see what other indicators happen. Will other oligarchs leave Russia? Will people that were once loyal to him leave? Will he become very isolated? Will he implode from the inside? And then what happens?
Wagner group fighters who march toward Russia will also not be prosecuted, according to a Kremlin spokesperson. A new report says Americans who are looking to move into their own home outnumber the available houses by nearly 2-1. The report by Zillow says there were about 8 million individuals or families who lived in someone else's house in 2021 and only 3.7 million homes for rent or sale. No Hard Feelings is having a great start at the box office. The comedy starring Jennifer Lawrence made over $6 million on its opening day and could see up to $15 million by the end of the weekend. Also new in theaters is Wes Anderson's Asteroid City, starring Tom Hanks and Scarlett Johansson. However, the top spot is likely to be a battle between Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse and Disney's Elemental. The Cincinnati Reds' 12-game winning streak, their longest in 66 years, ended Saturday at the hands of the Braves, 7-6. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.